With Montana News, I'm Olga Kramer. A new analysis of the federal tax bill by Governor Steve Bullock's office today estimates Montana will see a $20 million decline in revenue over the next 2 years. Dan Villa, the state's budget director, says that will reduce the ending fund balance of the state's general fund over the next 2 years, but he says the hit to state revenue is not as bad as initial projections.
And we do not anticipate the need for a special session at this time.
Villa also says there doesn't appear to be the need for more cuts to government agencies to absorb the expected loss, although it will eat into the state's saving account. There are several interpretations of the federal tax bill's impact coming out of Helena. The Department of Revenue says it could result in a larger state revenue loss than Villa estimates. Supporters of the federal tax bill say it will improve state revenues in the long run by boosting the state's economy and increasing wages. A former Montana House Majority Leader has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for his central role in a methamphetamine trafficking ring. Judge Susan Waters sentenced 57-year-old Michael Lang today. Prosecutors say he arranged for deliveries of at least 20 and possibly up to 50 pounds of the drug into Montana from California in 2016. He pleaded guilty in September to drug conspiracy and distribution charges. Lang was the Republican majority leader during the 2007 legislature. During his time in the legislature, Lang supported giving $4 million of state money to an anti-meth public relations campaign.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The National Park Service says it found some of the 52 bison that escaped from holding pens in Yellowstone National Park. The bison were found in the Mammoth Hot Springs area on the northern end of the park. However, the Park Service says no effort will be made to recapture the bison unless they return to the holding facility. Park staff discovered Tuesday that 52 bison had escaped the Stevens Creek facility near Gardner, Montana, after someone cut the fence. The bison were being isolated to ensure they were free of brucellosis, a disease that can cause livestock to miscarry. Bison confirmed to be free of the disease were eventually intended to be released on the Fort Peck Reservation in eastern Montana. The Park Service has opened a criminal investigation. Senator John Tester blasted his colleagues in Congress today for continued failure to pass a long-term federal spending bill. Nikki Willett reports.
Congress has been relying on short-term spending bills to support vital programs since government funding ran out 110 days ago. Another deadline looms Friday evening, and the nation could be facing a government shutdown if the House and Senate fail to pass a funding measure. Montana's Democratic senator says he doesn't want to see that, but...
By the same token, what we're seeing here is a slow burn that is actually ending up as a government shutdown in de facto. Or every month there's so much uncertainty going on that people at home are saying, what's going on back there?
Tester called the back-to-back stopgap measures a, quote, failure of leadership and a disgrace. He says many bills that have already been introduced individually could be packaged into a single spending bill that would last through the end of the fiscal year in September.
We know what needs to be funded. We know our borders need to be made secure. We know our military needs some money. We know that CHIP needs to be funded. We know the community health centers. So let's sit down and figure it out.
The House is currently considering a bill to extend government funding through February 16th. Tester did not explicitly say whether he would support that bill, but added he would not be opposed to a very short-term fix if it led to a long-term solution. I'm Nikki Willett, Montana Public Radio.
The U.S. Department of Justice filed a brief with the Montana Supreme Court in support of three families that sued when the state excluded students at faith-based schools from a scholarship program funded by donations that can be offset by state tax credits. The brief filed today argues that excluding such students from receiving scholarships through the Montana School Choice Program discriminates against them based on their religious beliefs. In writing rules for the program, the Department of Revenue said faith-based schools could not be considered, quote, qualified education providers, and the state constitution does not allow appropriations to such schools. A district judge ruled in May that the program is funded through tax credits, not appropriations. The state appealed that decision to the Montana Supreme Court. Former Vice President Joe Biden is scheduled to deliver the keynote speech at the Montana Democratic Party's annual Mansfield-Metcalf dinner in Helena on March 10th. Party Executive Director Nancy Keenan says the party is excited to have the former vice president help kick off the 2018 election season in Montana. Biden served as a U.S. Senator from Delaware for 36 years and was vice president to Barack Obama from 2009 to 2017. A 61-year-old North Central Montana man was sentenced yesterday to 20 years in federal prison for running over his wife with a pickup truck on New Year's Day 2017, killing her. Court records say a witness reported seeing Thomas Edward Mancha assaulting his wife along U.S. Highway 2 between Browning and Cutbank, where he then ran over her. Mancha pleaded guilty to second-degree murder. Prosecutors say she had recently filed for divorce. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.